Hey everyone, this is Esther and welcome once again to the Edgecast Mini. Today we'll be looking at Colossians chapter 2 verse 14 to 15, and the Message version says, "Think of it, all sins forgiven, the slate wiped clean, that old arrest warrant cancelled and nailed to Christ's cross. He stripped all the spiritual tyrants in the universe of their shame authority at the cross and marched them naked through the streets." Regardless of the circumstances you may find yourself in this very day, it would be helpful to remember that what Jesus did on the cross 2,000 years ago is as powerful as if he just died for you yesterday. All this time did not diminish the power of the cross. Colossians chapter 2 verse 14 tells us that we have the slate wiped clean. This amazing fact means that our past, no matter how ugly, how painful it is a thing of the past. You are not limited by what you've done. Today is indeed a new day, fresh and free from the limitations of our past. It is like a court of law, where a record sheet listing down all our sins is used against us. Jesus actually cancelled all records of our sins. Today, the power of sin no longer has any hold over you. Maybe you're under some form of discouragement today. You may feel unworthy or just simply overwhelmed. Remember that Jesus has already triumphed over all darkness in your life. The Message Bible describes Jesus as having marched them naked through the streets. Sometimes we could be tempted by old habits or old sins, causing us to feel condemned and unworthy. The enemy may even put lies in our minds to prevent us from truly being free. But always remember that the one who is in you is actually greater than he that is in the world. Today, God has given you all the strength and provision you need to live for him and to do what he's called you to do. He did not leave you to fend for yourself and to work out of your own wisdom and strength. Instead, he has already won a victory for you. You may be in the midst of a difficult storm or simply trying to live out your faith before God wherever you are today. Regardless, what Christ did on that old rugged cross is your answer.